Welcome to the first edition of Lessons in Gaming by yours truly, Element Style. As you already probably know, I am your host, Element Style. A lot of you may or may not know me from GamePro as well as Outer Haven forums. Also, you may know me as That Avatar Guy. For some, that was a temporary grow house of fucks and shits, and eventually the target of many an attack. That time has passed, and I'm back, bitches. First on the agenda, now that I somewhat of a voice, I wanted to address a long-standing, albeit long-overdue rebuttal to Master Fang, who saw fit to perhaps invoke his right to defamation of character whilst I proceeded to move on from GamePro. You silly little girl. You don't even know me. You can't even begin to possibly have any idea about me, so I would hope after that little soiree, your video casts were on topic and didn't stray too far off to make yourself look cool by insulting someone who for all intents and purposes had no ability to defend himself. For starters, 99% of what you said about me in your video was nonsense, and no, my mission was not to go into GamePro and fool everyone into thinking I was a cool cat like yourself. Things got too stupid for me to care. So I moved on. Only to realize how much banter was going on about me whilst I was gone. I really stirred things up, didn't I? Moving on. First on the agenda, E3. Now, I'd like to personally inform you all that the next edition of Lessons in Gaming will have a special guest who goes by the unofficial moniker FlipLike9. He's a graphic designer who's actually on the team designing for Halo 3 ODST as well as Halo Reach, but for privacy and protection of his well-being, we'll keep his identity on lock. This week, I'm going to talk about E3. It's come, and it's gone. The hard-hitting news that yourself and I have read all around the block from Kotaku, Eurogamer, NeoGAF, to IGN in hopes of finding that inkling of news that might interest us and boost our token console in the console war, it's passed. It's gone. Before we begin, I'd like to give a shout-out to Hanris, Sandman, Black Phantom, Smash Brothers Brawler, Derek77, Banjo, and all the folks from Outer Haven. If I forgot your name, I'm sorry, but you guys know who you are. Also, forgive me if I couldn't pronounce your internet's handles correctly. So, the press conferences are finally over, and I want to talk about the big three. And at the end, I will give an honest opinion as to who won best of show. Keep in mind, these are all my opinion, and most of you are inclined to disagree, simply because we're all born to disagree. Starting off with Microsoft, loved the presentation. They must have spent extra money getting that stage to look as good as it did. Presentation was phenomenal, starting off with Beatles Rock Band, then proceeding to bring out Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, and most of all, Yoko Ono. They definitely had the star power. The star quality was there. Felicia Day made an appearance. I'm a big fan of the Guild and can't wait for season 3. Content, it was there. But it was only way too cluttered in the Hollywood nonsense. Tony Hawk's ride. We had Tony Hawk come on stage to introduce his new peripheral in the land of peripherals. But what was funny was that not long after that, Microsoft completely makes it moot and introduces Natal. Now, I'm not knocking them, I just thought it was funny how Tony Hawk was there to intro a peripheral for his new game, and then, oh my god, there's a kid on the video playing a freaking skateboarding game with no peripheral. The demo for Modern Warfare 2, outstanding. I loved COD4 Modern Warfare. Infinity Ward is sitting on top of a goldmine here, like one of the few games on Xbox Live to actually beat Halo 3 for a few weeks running on playtime. I'll never forget seeing his partner jackhammer that guy off the snowmobile. That was tremendous. I know a lot of people want to talk about the shock and awe, which was Kojima-san. The effect was lasting until it was revealed that Metal Gear Solid Rising was not to be exclusive. Still a milestone for the Xbox fans to finally receive a Metal Gear Solid. I'm not all that thrilled since Kojima is not helming the project, but it's rather fathering it. He is to Metal Gear Solid Rising what Kutaragi now is to PlayStation. Then of course we saw Forza 3. Excellent, excellent showing. It was interesting to see the results of their video editor. All of the footage was produced in-game and actually had to be performed in-game. So big ups to Turn 10 for that. Straying from the games for a moment, the Twitter, Facebook, social networking thing, just not into it. The roles have reversed this E3, and it seems Microsoft are the ones pushing the multifunction into their box, and Sony is pushing the games. Now, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, whichever it is, it's a nice addition, but easily maintainable from a browser, not to mention PS3's browser. Project Natal. Not much is known about it, except it'll allow for controller-free gaming and perhaps a leap of technology with facial and vocal recognition. I was impressed with the Milo demo, but if I had the Wii Vitality sensor in possession, I probably would have been flatlining by that time in the show. Overall, they showed some tremendous games: Modern Warfare 2, Alan Wake, ODST, Reach, Metal Gear Solid Rising, Splinter Cell Conviction, Shadow Complex. Just a quick note about Shadow Complex. Is Cliffy B bodybuilding now? I actually feel sorry for their live demo, because I honestly do believe the crowd was staring more at his muscles than they were about at the game. And I also feel sorry for their live demo, because it bugged out at the end and it didn't go as expected. So, Microsoft, A+ on the presentation. I'll give them a solid A on content. Next up, Nintendo. God. What am I going to say about these guys? They're dominating the market, yet are so clueless on how to rev up the energy and give the people a show. Last year's E3 conference blew chunks, but this year they tried to go the other way and just completely went off the cliff. Cammy, honey, you are either really happy or really fucking mad. I can't put my finger on it. She probably took a lot of flack for how much she was smiling last year and wanted to prove to everyone else she could do the opposite. Reggie Fils-Aimé, you, my man, need some training in speech. I mean, not everything has to come in 4 words or less. And the first 2 words don't need to be emphasized with a mean look. Take it easy, man. Presentation, Nintendo bombed. I just couldn't get into it. I wanted a live demo of the Vitality sensor so they could see how bored of their out of their minds the crowd probably was. Content, I'll give them a solid A-. Why do you ask? Well, they showed Dead Space Extraction, Metroid Other M, bunch of new Mario games, and a Zelda game on DS. Pretty substantial franchises there, and not to mention a darker, more mature take on Samus' story, with Team Ninja working on the project. Now, I'm not the biggest Nintendo fan, but those are games Nintendo fans will play, and sadly, while their presentation crapped out, they ended the show with some great game announcements. Finally, Sony. What am I going to do with Jack Tretton? Perhaps you as well need speech lessons, because frankly, there are more invigorating gestures you can do as a speaker than just a wave of the hand every 3 goddamn seconds. They didn't stray far into the charts, but they're Sony, they're going to spin some numbers. Their whole presentation was just about level and balance. There were no shocking moments, aside from Final Fantasy XIV, but the interest level never really receded. They continued to show game after game, whether it was PSP or PS2, just an aside, a little asterisk. No one cares about PS2 anymore. It's $99. If you haven't got one already, you may as well be living in a cave. So please stop trying to pitch the PS2 at this here E3, my friend. Focus on the PS3 and maybe on the PSP Go, and you wouldn't be running out of time at the end of the show. So like I said, the rules have basically seemingly reversed. Last year, Microsoft was showing games, and Sony was showing how much their PS3 can do aside from gaming. This year, Microsoft is doing that, and Sony is showing the games with their Twitter announcement, their Facebook integration, their Zune Marketplace, their, you know, everything that they showed was basically what Sony did last year with their Blu-ray movie player and their movie service and stuff like that. Uncharted 2, jaw-dropping, amazing live demo of in-game cinematics. Mag, a lot of doubters out there couldn't see it happening, but it happened live on stage and later on in the show floor. God of War 3 dazzled the crowd. The audience reaction was incredible. And just that Minotaur's guts flinging across the ground. Mod Nation Racers. Another entry into the play, create, share genre, as they stated. Interestingly enough, it's kind of boring. Well, for me. I'm not really into that play, create, share, especially in a kart racer, but there's an audience for it, I'm sure. The Last Guardian, I'm always thrilled when I see anything involving the art of Fumito Ueda and Team Ico. I don't know what that game is about, but I'm sure I'll dive right in. Too many games to talk about. GT5 showed up in trailer form, no release date yet, so it's a disappointment right there. I was also disappointed they didn't demo any Heavy Rain. Sony needs to drop the PS3's price. It's inevitable, it's coming, and since it didn't show up at E3, I guess we have Tokyo Game Show to look forward to. Perhaps they'll also unveil the Slimline as well during that time frame. So presentation B+, content A+. Overall, I want to give this one to Microsoft, but this is about overall offering. While Microsoft's presentation had celebrities and glitz and glamour, Sony showed the games. It was all about games. And I'm not scoring Natal or the PlayStation Motion Controller in this one, as both were unsupported technologies and were basically shown in prototype demo only. Nintendo's showing was better this year, but clearly they're not in the running for best of show, at least not for my best of show. Microsoft's conference was flashy in the beginning, it slowly declined towards the end, and while Kojima announcing Metal Gear Solid Rising was a shocker at one point, all we really saw was a wallpaper that had been on the teaser site for weeks and the title, and confirmation that it was Raiden. Sony's conference showed consistency. Some parts were a little boring, but again, the whole conference was about games. PS2, PSP, PS3 games, just over 300 games to account for, and not even enough time for each. So, Sony takes best of show, followed significantly close behind by Microsoft. But that's it for Lessons in Gaming by Element Style. I hope you enjoyed my moment of hyperbole, and expect to see your comments and inevitable disagreements on the forums and comment section sooner or later. Next time, we'll talk to a special guest designer from the Halo 3 ODST and Halo Reach team. Until then, sayonara.